Okay, I know you love Valentine's Day so much.
Okay.
It's your favorite holiday.
Okay, since when? But all right.
Since you're so romantic.
Oh, yeah.
So what was Valentine's Day like at the Lawrence house?
When's Valentine's Day?
That's today.
Oh. So I realized on Twitter yesterday that it was going to be Valentine's Day today, and I turned to my boyfriend and I said, did you get me anything for Valentine's Day? He said, yeah, the same thing you got me, which is bupkis. No, we don't. You know, I like to say that we are romantic every single day of the year. We don't need a day to remind each other that we're there. And also, you know, it's COVID. We've been together for nearly a year every single night. You know what I want for Valentine's Day? To be left alone. Just let me be in my studio. You go and do whatever it is you do. Just give me 5 minutes alone. That's what I want for Valentine's Day.
Did you say happy Valentine's Day at least?
No. Why would
you? You didn't even say it, like when you woke up this morning and saw him. You didn't say, hey, by the way, happy Valentine's Day?
No, that's so stupid.
Why would you say that?
Because it's
at
not
least
a real...
you can say it. If you're not going to buy him anything, at least you can acknowledge it.
Okay, I will acknowledge President's Day tomorrow. Will that make you feel better?
I think he's more apt to actually celebrate Valentine's Day than President's Day.
Well, no, not lately. But so what am I supposed to do? Like, what am I supposed to wake up and say happy Valentine's Day for what? Like a holiday that was made by flowers and Hallmark? I'm supposed to acknowledge it?
Yeah, you can say, hey, Joe, what? Happy Valentine's Day. Screw you. At least you can say that much.
I love him because neither one of us acknowledged Valentine's Day today in any way, shape, or form. Nobody said it. Nobody made a joke about it. We literally just woke up and lived our lives like we have been doing for the past 8 years here in this apartment.
And you didn't put anything on social. He didn't put anything on social. Nothing.
I did put one thing on social that I will now read to you just because, you know, I like to, you know me, I like to participate in anything going on in the world on social media.
Right.
I said, boyfriend from the other room, you know, I love you more than life itself. You're my Valentine, my heart, and I would do anything for you. Me from the bedroom. Babe, that's so sweet. Boyfriend from the other room. What? Me. Are you talking to the dog? Boyfriend. Yes. You get it? See, he was saying, I love you to the dog and not to me. I don't know how TikTok proficient you are, but you know me, I like to like get on TikTok and find like whatever is viral for the day.
Mm.
So I wonder how you feel about this. I'm kind of curious to see your opinion. Here's what this woman did. She went on TikTok and she said, you know, people on TikTok are sharing like what they're doing for their significant other for Valentine's Day and showing like, oh, look, I wrapped up this bracelet or look, a ring. I'm going to propose tomorrow, like that kind of stuff. So she did something that people are like, that's savage. But I want to know what you think about it. Let her explain.
Since everybody's sharing what they got their significant other for Valentine's Day, I thought I'd share mine.
Okay,
so I got my husband this cute little box, filled it with pictures.
Can you hear
all
her?
The girls' photos that he's been liking on Instagram. Hope he likes it.
She went to Instagram and she went to her boyfriend's likes and she saw all the pretty girls that he liked and she, I guess, found them, took screenshots, printed them, and then made like little stands with all the girls that he liked. And people are like, she's being so petty. You know, like she's mad. She's jealous that he's liking all these other girls on Instagram. So she's basically calling him out is what they're saying. Like that's what she did for Valentine's Day. He opened his gift today, Valentine's Day, and he pulled out all the butt pics and the titty pics and all that kind of stuff on Instagram that he saw that he liked. So I don't know. Do you think that's petty? Do you think she was being funny or do you think like that's jealousy?
Well, if he can't go onto hers and see the same thing, then she has a point. But if she liked anything else on her Instagram of another guy, then it's two-faced.
Right. Well, I made it a point to follow a bunch of male models and like the heck out of them. That way, if my boyfriend's ever like, if he ever goes and sees, because I, you know, look, I can see who he's liking. He does it right in front of me. And I see him liking. He'll show me. He'll be like, look at this girl's butt. What do you think? I'm like, nah, not bad. Who is she? I'll follow her and like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we're a different breed. But there are women that follow their men on Instagram to see who they're looking at.
Now, can you see who they like?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you can go on Instagram and you can say, I want to see just the photos that Cooper liked today.
No, not like that. Not that dialed in. So what you do is, so when you go to Instagram and you swipe, you can see all the activity of everybody you follow.
Oh, okay.
So I can see, like, you know, if you were on Instagram, I can see, you know, all the butt pics that you liked today and all the motorcycle pictures you liked today or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I could definitely. So she can see who her boyfriend is liking and commenting on. And, you know, somebody new that he started following. Like, that's all there on Instagram.
Oh,
yeah, I know. Instagram is like, it's so easy to, like, totally Instagram stalk somebody. It's so easy to do.
Yeah. I think if she brought that up on Valentine's Day of all days, bring it up tomorrow or the day before Valentine's Day, but not right. on Valentine's Day. If you do it on Valentine's Day, you want out of the relationship.
Yeah. She used it as a gotcha moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was totally petty. Also because, all right. So because somebody you're dating likes other people's pictures on social media, is that a problem?
Yes.
Why is that a problem?
Because I'm only liking photos on Instagram for girls I want to hit. That's it.
Oh,
I'm not liking anybody else's. I don't like any of your photos ever.
Mm, that's true.
But somebody that's hot, I might.
Okay, so I have to worry if I'm your wife or girlfriend that you're going to get on a plane, fly to Australia, and bang the girl in the photo whose photo you like. Like, I'm supposed to worry about, like, that's a problem.
Yeah, you should.
Okay, let me try it like this. Just because you like a girl's photo on Instagram
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean she's interested in you. You know, great, you want to bang her. I don't care. You're not going to. You're never going to get to.
That so could.
Again, you're not getting on a plane.
I could be
Australia.
On a plane going to Australia. You don't know. I might say I'm going to go to the store and get cigarettes, and I could fly to Australia.
Okay, I don't. Unless you're a stalker, mm-hmm. I do not see these hot chicks on Instagram in a million years being interested in you. Like, I just don't see it happening. I would not worry. In fact, I would send you girls that I want you to like. Just to torture you, because I know in a million years they would never be interested in you.
I'm
fine with that.
I have a better chance of sleeping with women that I like their photos on Instagram than the ones I don't. If I don't like their photos.
That doesn't make any sense. No, you have no chance of sleeping with any women on Instagram, whether you like their photos or not.
I could. You don't know. But that's the only reason why I'm liking their photos. If I can do it or if I can't do it, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter to me. It's my way of saying that's the only time I'm going to do it. I'm not going to do it if they're not attractive. You're never going to see me like somebody's thing on Facebook or Instagram that's not attractive. You're not going to see it.
Well, I don't think you have a shot with them unless you maybe start going after Tammy Slayton. Do you know who she is?
No, I don't know who she is.
She's one of the 1,000-pound sisters. Do you know that show?
Oh, yeah.
Like My 1,000-Pound Life or whatever the show is. Is that the name of the show? My 1,000-Pound Life?
My 600-Pound Life, and then it's like 1,000-Pound Sisters.
Sisters,
I think.
That's it. Yeah. Okay. All right. So one of the 1,000-Pound Sisters today came out as pansexual.
Okay.
So you may have a shot with her. I would, you know, get on Instagram.
No, but I'm not liking anything that she has. She's not hot. See, it's only hot girls that I find attractive. Am I going to like? That's it.
Right, and I love the fantasy that you think that any of those hot girls would ever want to have sex with you in a million years.
It's my fantasy. It's not yours. You're not
but
in my head.
No, but that's my point. It's a fantasy. So if I'm your wife or girlfriend, I don't care. Have all the fantasies you want.
Well, then don't bring it up on Valentine's Day.
Well, that's my point, that I think that she was being petty, and you said it was no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think... No, sorry. You said that if you're liking somebody on Instagram, it means you want to bang them, and that's a problem.
Right.
Right. I'm saying it's no problem because you're never going to get to bang any of these women.
Somebody has to bang at some time. Somebody's going to get banged.
Not you.
Okay, not me, but somebody's going to get banged. You got
right,
to at
you.
Least try. Okay, fine. But at least you got to try. I give you an A for effort for trying. Happy Valentine's Day, by the way.